The chief ethics watchdog in the House of Representatives says he may lose his position. Congressman Joel Heffley is chairman of the House Ethics Committee, although, as we're about to hear, Heffley thinks he may not be for much longer. His committee had criticized the conduct of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. This week, the House approved new ethics rules in a party-line vote. Republicans backed away from some much-criticized ethics proposals, but they approved a plan to change the rules of the Ethics Committee itself. Under the new rule, that group will not start an investigation unless an outright majority votes for it. The provision's critics include Chairman Heffley.
The one that weakens it is the one which says after 45 days the complaint goes away if you don't come to an agreement on it. And it puts an artificial deadline on us that there would be motivation for stalling around in order for the case to go away, both on the part of anyone on the committee that wanted to be partisan and also on the part of the respondent that you're looking at.
I want to just make sure I understand this. The Ethics Committee is effectively permanently a tie between Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
Under the old rules, if the Ethics Committee couldn't come to some agreement about whether to launch an investigation, one would be automatically launched eventually. Under the new rules, if it's a deadlock, 5-5, Republican-Democrat, nothing ever happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I think it's a bad rule, and I'm going to work to try to get that part taken out.
The ethics rule that Heffley opposed was part of a larger package passed with the overwhelming support of Republicans, including Joel Heffley.
I went to the floor and I explained my reservations about this rule and figured it was better to vote for the package and keep the dialogue open than to just say, by gosh, because I didn't get everything I wanted, I'm not going to vote against the package. I got the thing that bothered me the most and live to fight another day on the other one.
Why do you think that the leaders of the House went for these ethics changes, both the ones they didn't get and the one that they did get?
I can't answer that except to say I think it was a terrible mistake, and the timing was terrible because the appearance is that there were people in leadership that were displeased over the handling of the DeLay matter and were going to rein in the Ethics Committee. What the actual reason was, I'm not privy to that.
All of these decisions have been seen in the light of the ethics action that has been taken in the last number of months against Congressman Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader. You were part of the committee that voted unanimously to criticize his ethical behavior on more than one occasion. Have you felt any repercussions from that?
I haven't felt any repercussions. There's been insinuations that there are going to be repercussions, and I think most of those have come out of leadership staff people who... the implication is that we're getting rid of Heffley because he's too independent.
The insinuation is that you would lose your committee chairmanship over
this. Lose the committee chairmanship. And if that's the case, I say don't throw me in that briar patch. I don't think you campaign for this committee chairmanship. It's nothing that I get any personal gain out of. I get a whole lot more guff than I do glory out of the darn thing. And so if I can be helpful in this role, great. If I can't, then I'll move on to something else.
Is it your understanding that you're going to keep your job?
No, I don't know. If I'm guessing, I guess I'm going to get booted. But I have a lot of respect for Denny Hassert, and I serve at the pleasure of the speaker. So if he decides he wants someone new, well, then maybe that'll be repercussion, maybe not. I think with Denny it probably wouldn't be, but who knows.
What does all this say about the ethics of your party right now?
It doesn't serve me well to criticize the leaders in the House. I'm in enough trouble as it is. But I do think that this was an ill-conceived move, and I don't think there was any great effort to destroy the integrity of the institution or anything like that. The Democrats are trying to make a gigantic issue out of this, and it's an issue that, in a sense, we've handed them, and I don't think that's smart on our part politically. The timing was very, very bad, and what I would like to see happen is the Ethics Committee, on a bipartisan basis, to present a package of rules change suggestions to the leadership, both Democrat and Republican, and go from there. We haven't had major ethics rules reform without it being bipartisan.
And in this case, it wasn't.
In this case, it wasn't. No, rules changes to the ethics rules should not come out of a rules package out of the Republican conference.
Congressman Joel Heffley is, for now, the chairman of the House Ethics Committee. Congressman, thanks very much.
Delighted to be with you.